Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be thy kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Holy God, Creator of heaven and earth, incarnate Word of God, served by angels,
almighty to you.
Holy Spirit of God, light of the angels,
all praise to you.
Holy Trinity, joy of all the angels, Holy Mary, the God-bearer, Queen of the angels,
pray for us.
Angels and archangels, all you choirs of heaven,
pray for us.
Angels and archangels, creatures of the mystery of God, angels and archangels, bound with humanity,
pray for us.
Angels and archangels, guardians of nations,
pray for us.
Angels and archangels, guardians of sanctuaries, angels and archangels, guardians of all people,
pray for us.
Archangel Michael, defender of God's honor,
protect us.
Archangel Michael, victorious over Satan,
protect us.
Archangel Michael, caregiver to the poor,
protect us.
Archangel Gabriel, interpreter of visions to Daniel,
sacrifice us.
Archangel Gabriel, messenger of good news to Mary, Archangel Gabriel, who silenced Zechariah in the temple,
sacrifice us.
Archangel Raphael, mentor to Tobias,
befriend us.
Archangel Raphael, who taught Tobias and Sarah to pray, Archangel Raphael, God's power against demons,
defend us.
Archangel Uriel, angel of death who serves the Lord,
free
us. Archangel Uriel, bringer of souls into paradise, Archangel Uriel, who obeys God, the giver of life,
free us.
All you holy angels,
assist us.
During life,
assist us.
In death, in heaven,
we shall be grateful to you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministries of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, So by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Revelation to John. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who was called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not cling to life even in the face of death. Rejoice, then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." The word of the Lord.
Let us attend to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The root thing that angels are messengers. Angels are first and foremost messengers. The Greek and Hebrew words for angel mean messenger. Angels bring to us the Word of God. They bear the Word of God to us. So all of the other things that angels do flow from that reality: protecting, inspiring, guiding, revealing. All of those things flow from that core identity as bearers of the Word of God. And one of the things that we don't think about all that often is that when we talk about the Word of God, that word is different from a human word. Divine words and human words are different. And one of the things that we see when we look at angels and when we celebrate this feast of St. Michael and all angels, we see the difference between divine words and human words. We know right off the start that divine words are creative. Divine words call into being all that we see and all the things we don't see. That includes the order and ministries of angels. So we know that the divine word is a creative word. And the truth is that the divine creative word is different than our creative word, in that the divine creative word and the intention of that creative word and the act that fulfills the intention of that creative word all happen at the same time. God says, "Let there be light," and there's light. I can talk about light all year and not create any. Right? That's the difference between human words and divine words. Divine words always bring that fullness with them that we don't manage to do. Our words usually just point to things. I say light to make you think of light. God says light to make light. That's a difference. The closest we get to that is performative speech, like when you say your vows at your marriage. That performative speech is the closest we get to creating with our words. But all of God's words create. They're all creative. So some interesting things happen in the stories that we heard from Scripture today that tell us about angels, but in telling us about angels, tell us about the dynamics and the nature of God's Word. So, for example, the text says very discreetly that Jacob stopped at a certain place. He's running away from his brother Esau, from whom he stole the inheritance and the blessing that was rightly Esau's, and he's running away, and as he's running away, it becomes night, so he stops. He doesn't choose this location. He doesn't think of it as a special location. He just stops when it gets dark to camp for the night. And he goes to sleep, and he has this dream. And the dream shows him God coming to speak to him, standing beside him and speaking to him, and shows him a ladder between heaven and earth with angels ascending and descending. So the first thing that we learn about the Word of God in that story is that it goes everywhere and anywhere. The Word of God is ubiquitous. You can run into the Word of God wherever you go. You don't have to be somewhere special. You don't have to be someone special. You don't have to be particularly morally righteous.
Jacob certainly wasn't stealing things from his family.
And you can still run into the Word of God. It will find you. It will show up. It will show up where you least expect it. The Word of God goes everywhere. And that's imaged for us in this story of Jacob who camps for the night. And the other thing that's so about this Word of God is that the angels that he sees are not sitting around playing harps on clouds, and they're not fat white babies with wings, right? Like the Middle Ages show us, right? No, these angels are busy. They're very busy. They're going up and down the ladder. The Word of God is busy, up and down the ladder. The Word of God is dynamic. It's active. It's on the move. I was saying to the 8 o'clockers, you know, sometimes we say a word and it doesn't go anywhere. The most prominent time that preachers experience that is when you try to put humor in your sermon and it doesn't work. Right? You put out a joke and it just sort of goes plop. And nobody laughs, right? I always tell students of preaching that humor is one of the riskiest things that you can put in your sermon. It's one of the best things to put in your sermon. But you also have to deal with the ability to go on when your word goes plop and just sits there. God's word never just sits there. It's dynamic, it's on the move, it's on the go, it's making things happen, it's going up and down the ladder. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, that beautiful hymn, which has so much theology packed into it, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word for word in Greek is logos. And when you study a word and you go back far enough, you discover that behind most of our words, there's a picture. There's a picture. Even simple little words like prepositions have a picture, a relational picture, because prepositions are relationship words. But all words have these pictures behind them. And if you dig into the history of the word logos, and you look at it and go back far enough, you discover that the picture behind the word logos is fire. The philosopher Heraclitus talks about a fiery logos. And the idea there is that fire is dynamic, right? A fire doesn't just sit still. It moves and dances around. It's a dynamic thing. And the imagery in Heraclitus's philosophy, and it's picked up by John in that hymn in the first part of the gospel, is of a dynamic world-ordering principle. Not a static one like we might make. You have to put the coffee in, you have to put the filter in, and you have to put the coffee in, then you have to put the water in, then you have to hit the switch. If you put the coffee in before you put the filter, it doesn't work. Put the water in before, you know, that's a static ordering system. It must be done in the right way. A dynamic ordering system is much more complicated and much more movie than that. One of the reasons we have trouble always understanding what God is up to is because God's word is infinitely dynamic. And we can't get all that into our brains. A dynamic. The angels are going up and down the ladder, up and down, up and down. The other thing is that these angels are going up and down a ladder between heaven and earth because the word of God connects heaven and earth. The words of God, by definition, are a heavenly thing, and yet they're sent to us on earth. So there's a connection there. That's why the writer of the Gospel of John connects Jesus to that ladder. Jesus tells Nicodemus, hang on, you ain't seen nothing yet. You'll see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. He's the connector between heaven and earth and between the divine and the human. So words, God's word, God's speech connects heaven and earth. The other thing that's so about God's words are that God's words are transformative. They make changes. They make changes. Nicodemus is, frankly, suspicious. He's the kind of guy that always wants to wait and see. And so he's suspicious about anybody coming out of Nazareth. He's suspicious about anybody that people think might be the Messiah. He's suspicious. He's just a suspicious guy. And in the story, Jesus comes and greets him and knows him from afar. And Nathanael goes through this change. And I think the speed of the change, even just a little bit, surprises Jesus. It certainly surprises us. Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Wow, hold on. Suspicious Nicodemus just rattled off three titles for Jesus. That's a big change. That's a huge transition. He calls Jesus Rabbi, teacher, one who can teach us. Son of God, one in God's family, that close to God. And King of Israel, the fulfiller of all of Israel's hopes. Those are big titles. And suspicious Nicodemus is the one who comes out with them. And it's because God's word transforms. And of course, God's word that is dynamic and that connects heaven and earth and that shows up where it will and is transformative, that word is made flesh in Jesus, who connects heaven and earth, the divine and the human. It's valuable for us to think about this unique nature of God's word. It's valuable for us to remember angels because they bear God's word to us. And in the process of bearing that word, they bring us blessings, they bring us comfort and encouragement, they bring us visions, they bring us protection. They do all the things that we say angels do. But the reason that they do all those things that we say angels do is precisely because they're the messengers who bear God's word to us. That word that shows up everywhere and is dynamic and creative and transformative. And it's that word that calls each of you by name and says, you are my beloved.
As you are able, please stand and join me as we proclaim our faith, which covers the earth and spans the ages, by reciting the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Just to prove to you that preachers can very much be space cadets, Nathaniel. I kept saying Nicodemus, and I meant Nathaniel. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them, and giving voice to every creature under heaven, we acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing.
Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation. To prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purposes, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts. Sanctify them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with St. Michael and all angels, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
gifts of God for the people of God.
Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Sue, in the name of this congregation, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, so that those to whom you go may share with us in this holy communion. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread and one cup. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.